Valeu. Apanhei.
Welcome to the Kingpin of Pop Culture Podcast, where we give you the latest and greatest news in the entertainment industry and review movies and TV shows new and old. And now, here's your host, the Kingpin.
Hey guys, and welcome to the Kingpin of Pop Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Kingpin, aka Mr. Carry On, and I'm here with my buddy, Mr. Peter.
Hey guys.
And in this episode, we're going to be talking about WandaVision, episode 5, 6, and 7. Initially, we actually recorded an episode about 5 and 6, but we were having, I was having audio issues, and for some reason, we could only hear Peter's, which sucks. So, yeah, so we'll still be talking about episode 5 and 6.
Yes.
So, so episode 5, basically. This was the episode when Vision was getting all like was getting so like anxious, and he was like getting suspicious, was always like was asking questions of like, what is this, why, like, who am I? He doesn't even know who he is. And like,
exactly.
And I wanted to compare this like to like the Truman Show, because like he is like in this own his own world, and he doesn't know anything like beyond that. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, in the beginning, the theme song, there was one of the lyrics that really like tells what's going on is it says making it up as we go along, which is like part of the lyrics. Exactly. Which is crazy.
Which is exactly what's going on.
Yeah. And then later on we see like one of the Easter eggs in this episode was Sparky the dog, which was the dog from, so Vision has his own comic book of this version where like he also makes his own world because like Wanda dies, so he has like kids that are, look like Vision, like they all look like him, just like kid versions.
Yeah, and they had dogs.
Yeah, and he had a dog. A green dog called Sparky, and he also had the diamond on his head. It was all cute and stuff. Later on, like in the episode, we find out that the dog is dead. The kids are like asking the mom, like, bring him back, like what you did with dad. Why can't you bring him back? And then she's like, sometimes things are just better off leaving for dead.
Yes, but this is a little hypocrisy.
Yeah.
Because she just brought back the vision.
So. Yeah. And yeah, during this episode, we find out that Wanda actually kidnaps Vision's body from S.W.O.R.D., like dead body. So it's kind of like confirmed, like he's dead, and she's just like using him like a puppet, basically. We also see that Wanda doesn't even like try to hide her powers in front of Agnes or like anybody. Like in all these episodes, she wasn't hiding the powers in front of nobody.
Yeah, everybody in this episode are more conscious that this is a show, mm-hmm. or this they're actors. Even the people at Westview, we can see that they are acting as actors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when she comes in, you know, and says, "Should we take it from the top?"
Or
you know,
should I ask Agnes?
You know, should I take it? You know, because it's like like she messed up the line or she got confused. You know, should we start it over?
Yeah.
You know, and we also see, you know, when that Vision in this episode that he releases the mind of his coworker.
Yeah.
That's when he learned that they are in pain. That everybody's in pain.
Because they're like feeling her pain.
Exactly. So they're feeling her pain, and he, you know, then Vision's starting to realize, you know, what's going on. So more and more questions are being placed on Vision now. Mm-hmm. Now he's like wondering what's going on here. He has no memory of the past.
Yeah.
All the memory that he has is started on Westview. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, you know, those are important elements of the of episode 5.
Yeah.
Which is a great episode.
Yeah, for sure. And then like throughout the episode, like the S.W.O.R.D. side of things, Rambo Jimmy Woo and Darcy, they all were trying to figure out like what this is, like what's going on, and they Rambo like thinks that she saw like her, because remember that she was also sucked in the the hex, and she finds out that her clothes, since like before she was sucked in, she was wearing like a bulletproof like a armor vest, and then it was changed to like an eighties.
Yes, into eighties. No, I think it was
seventies. Yeah, it's a seventies clothes. And then when like they shoot it, it's still like it's still bulletproof.
So because everything gets rearranged.
Yeah.
All the molecules.
Yeah, but it's confirmed that like everything becomes real, like becomes what it is, like outside the bubble also.
Exactly, because basically what's real is real. It's she's just taking whatever is real and twisting it or changing it to for the narrative. Mm-hmm. So she's not making up anything. She's not creating anything. She's just using what's there, the raw materials, and making it into her world. Mm-hmm. So, which is crazy.
Yeah. And then, so, like, during the episode when Rambo was talking to, like, Jimmy and Darcy, they were talking about Captain Marvel. And then we saw, like, Rambo get, like, suspiciously, like, maybe she's, like, angry at Captain Marvel or something to that.
Yeah, that's right. She seemed, like, annoyed that her name was mentioned.
Yeah.
You know.
So, my theory, which I said previously, but deleted, but my theory is that maybe Rambo's mom got cancer from Captain Marvel because she gives off, like, radiation. And, like, originally in the comic books, that's how Captain Marvel got her powers, from, like, radiation, from Captain Marvel. But that's, like, from the comic books. So I'm thinking maybe, like, Captain Marvel gave the mom cancer, but, like, without, not on purpose, but, like, you know, she's been around her a lot, so.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what happened.
Yeah, maybe she's resentful that, you know, Captain Marvel left and left everybody, you know.
Oh, right.
She went to help, you know, aliens instead of helping them.
Yeah.
When they needed her the most, she was all over the universe instead of being there for them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm saying that could be an idea.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, she considered her like a friend. Her mom considered her like a best friend.
Yeah.
And just to leave her, you know.
Yeah. And talking about S.W.O.R.D., the head of S.W.O.R.D., when they were trying to put a drone in the hex, Rambo didn't know that it was armed. So when the head of S.W.O.R.D. said like to open fire while while they were looking at Wanda, so like Rambo didn't know, and then that like antagonized Wanda, and she she obviously survived it and walks the drone outside the hex, and she's like, don't you dare ruin any of this,
like I leave you alone.
Yeah.
No, just don't bother me and I won't bother you.
Yeah. And basically like threatening them, and then the S.W.O.R.D. soldiers all pointed the guns at the CEO.
Yes. Yeah, because he was mostly, he has an agenda. You could see that, you know, he's not taking advice from anybody else. He has something's going on.
Yeah, like he wanted to kill her. Like, I felt
he's too aggressive.
Yeah, I felt like I forgot the villain of Wolverine. Wolverine, the guy that gave Wolverine his powers.
Oh yes, yeah, I remember. I forgot his name. The admiral or the general, something like that. Yeah, I know who we're talking about.
Yeah,
but he's something like that.
Yeah, I felt like kind of vibes like that, you know? And I think as like time goes on, Strucker, yes.
Strucker.
So I think like vibes, will like that will continue like, you know, throughout the movies. Yeah. So then, you know, that's when we'll see like the mutants come out. Because actually, technically, these kids and Wanda's kids are mutants. Because they're born with powers. Because that's what a mutant is.
Yes.
Someone born with powers. And yeah, we're going to see like them hating mutants. And then, you know, and then doing the whole X-Men storylines and stuff. That's what I think.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And then, so this was the commercial where they did Lagos, the bounty commercial. It was yes. Like a bounty commercial where, it's about like a paper towel, but Lagos is the name of the country where in Captain America's Civil War, Wanda saved Captain America's life because Crossbones was about to like blow himself up in front of Captain America to kill him, but instead she like brought him up and like by mistake like killed a whole bunch of people by like instead like in a building.
Yeah, so that was by mistake. It wasn't like a
purpose. Yeah, it wasn't on purpose, but yeah. And that was the Lagos was the name of the place where it happened.
When the commercial says, when you make a mess that you didn't mean to.
Yeah. Oof. It was dark. And then the juice was red, like, as, like, blood. Like, for example, as, like, an example of blood. And, yeah, it was dark.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Oh, man. I just couldn't believe, like, they would bring it up like this, like, lightly. It's just funny.
Yeah, it's a commercial. That's weird.
And then, did I forget anything before like the big reveal happens and episode 5?
Oh, the big reveal before the big reveal? No, not yet. It's just like, you know, like everybody, especially Agnes, is acting a little too friendly and too knowledgeable of what's going on. She's too comfortable.
Yeah, she was like very suspicious this whole season, but this episode, like, particularly, like, she was getting more fishy.
You know, because the kids grew in front of her. And she's like, oh, they grow so fast or something like that. You know, kids, you know. Like, if I see a kid grow in front of me like that, I'll go crazy.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, and she was like, I seen that before. You know, like, hey, that's nothing. Kids grow up, you know.
Oh, speaking of kids, the intro when they were showing like baby pictures of Wanda and then they showed like a baby picture of Vision.
Yeah, when he was a baby.
Even though like, yeah, of course, face. Like he wasn't a baby or a kid, but the baby was so cute. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And then like, like in the end of the episode, we see the big reveal. Which is that, like Darcy says, Wanda recasts Pedro, which is her brother.
Yeah.
And we see it's Evan Peters, which is the guy that played Quicksilver in the X-Men universe. And, yo, when this happened, I literally, like, jumped out of my couch and I was, like, spazzing out. Like, I was like, what does this mean? But, like... It sucks, but later we'll find out what it means, I guess.
Yeah, that was weird because I was thinking, I mean, if they were going to cast the original one, you know, or this one, and they made the decision on this. So, but like you said, we're going to see later what's going on.
Because what I was thinking is that she can create people, basically, because she created a whole two babies. So why not create a person? That's what I was thinking in the beginning. You know?
True.
But I guess we can't get what we want, I guess.
Exactly. And that takes us to the next one.
So, yeah. So episode 6, this was more early 2000 vibes, like late 1990s, early 2000 vibes.
And Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah, the intro was like so Malcolm in the Middle. Like it was my one of my favorite shows, like was Malcolm in the Middle, like as a kid.
I think it was Malcolm in the Middle and Family Ties. Because you see when he's painting the picture, that's from Family Ties.
Right.
You
know. Oh, right. Yes. Yeah. You know. I know what you're talking about.
The portrait.
Yeah.
The painting the, you know, it's just, oh, that was, it's so funny. They really did a great job on this, on WandaVision. I mean.
Yeah.
The amount of detail details. Is so crazy. I mean, you have to like really pay attention.
Yeah.
If you miss something, you'll miss a lot of stuff, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And then, what was I gonna say? That the whole episode, though, was, like, very, like, Malcolm in the Middle-ish. Because Malcolm in the Middle, they have a lot of, like, cutscenes. Like, not cutscenes. What are they called? Like,
like, they break the fourth wall.
Yeah, they break the fourth wall. And then they also, like, they tend to, like, introduce a joke. And then they pan to, like... like a flashback or something.
Cutscenes.
Yeah, cutscenes. Yeah.
The cutscenes. Like Family Guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just so... it brought me back. Like, I feel like I want to watch, like, Malcolm in the Middle now.
It was fun. It was really fun.
Yeah.
This episode is one of the best, you could say. It was pretty good.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it was... It's a good...
Exciting.
Yeah, and also entertaining. Like, I think this was the most entertaining episode, to be honest. Like, TV show, like, family TV show-wise, I think this is the most entertaining.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's so much detail on this particular episode that you have to just pay attention to even what they're wearing. It's crazy, the amount of detail.
So, and then... Because, so, in the episode 5, we forgot to mention that Vision was, like, while they were fighting, Wanda and Vision, Vision is like, why aren't there any kids? Why is there only, like, our kids? So then she solves this problem by, like, in episode 6, by basically
having Halloween.
Having Halloween with all the kids. Like, all the kids are there, basically.
Like, almost everybody with kids.
Yeah. And then, so we see everybody in their, like, original costume. So we see, like, Wiccans, which is Wanda's, one of Wanda's sons. And then we see Wanda's original costume, Quicksilver's, Vision, which is my favorite. That one's my favorite.
It looks, okay, his uniform, who's his costume, it's a little corny, but it's good.
Yeah.
You know, that green, yellow, red face, it's not that good. But in the cartoons, you know, in the comics, you know, it was pretty good, you know.
What I was thinking is, like, they could have done this in the movie, but, like, maybe more saturated, a little darker.
Yeah, maybe a little.
But, yeah, darker. Just have it darker and that's it. I was so mad. I was so mad when I first saw him, and he's not that color. I was like, what is this?
Yeah, but it was pretty good, though.
Yeah. Yeah, we can't get what we want. We can't always get what we want.
True.
So, and then... in the beginning, so Vision tells Wanda that he has to... He's gonna go... because he's the neighborhood watch, right?
Yes.
So he said he's gonna go watch around the neighborhood. So... He goes and does that. And then we see that Wanda, like, starts talking to Quicksilver. And Quicksilver, like, is, like, asking so many questions, like, how did you do this? Like, why did you do this? Like, a whole bunch of questions. Like, I thought, like, he was, like, overdoing it. Like, so many questions, like, he was asking, you know? It was, like, kind of suspicious.
If he was created by her, why would he need to know these things? And also remembered also a Vision was when he was gonna go on his tour, you know, like for neighborhood watch.
Yeah.
Remember the one that said, "Oh, but you're not supposed to, or you're not, you know, this is not what, like, basically what she planned."
Oh yeah.
You know? And he's like, what do you mean? You know, like, like, because now, you just remember, now he's so suspicious of everything. And, you know, and she, you know, she doesn't want to be seen like she's controlling everything. Because that's what they were fighting about the, on episode 5. So he's like, she's like basically saying like, oh, that's not what I had planned. You know, like, so then he was like, oh, but quick, you know, put your brother's here so he can be a, you know, a father figure, you know, in the meantime.
Yeah, that's why, yeah, you're right. And then that's why, like, she was, like, letting him go. Like, let him do it. Like, let him get some space or something.
Exactly.
And,
which was a mistake.
Yeah, for sure. So later, in the real world, we see, like, Darcy telling Monica, like, if she goes back to the Hex, like, her molecules could change, like, in a way, like, they don't know. Like, but her molecules in her body could change, like, drastically.
They already changed a little bit. Mm-hmm. And one more exposure could just push her to the edge.
Yeah. And then, so they, all three of them, the trio, Darcy, Monica, and Jimmy, mm-hmm. they were, like, fighting on, like, Wanda's behalf. Because they don't want to kill Wanda, but, like, Sword does. Because, they see her as a threat, but, like, as Rambo said, if she's a threat, if she's, like, the problem, she has to be the solution, is what she said.
Exactly.
But,
so she's too powerful to be messed with,
mm-hmm.
so you can't just go in there, you know. And she was right. What if you killed Wanda? What? You don't know what's going to happen to all the people.
Yeah.
If their brains are going to explode or what's going to happen.
Or the Hex will stay as it is.
Exactly. So it's like, you know, you don't know anything and you still want to go all out. You know, but as we know, this guy has another plan.
Yeah.
You know, which you will discuss later.
Yeah. But then, like, Sword kicks out the trio. We'll call him the trio. To be quick.
Yes.
And then, so, like throughout this episode, I was, like, questioning myself, like, is Quicksilver, like, Mephisto? But I think everybody, like, all the fans were questioning, is this Mephisto?
Oh, there were tons of
They're asking every episode, is this guy Mephisto?
Online, it was crazy. Every chat room, you know, everybody was thinking it was Mephisto because of all the hints. You know, about calling the kids my demons.
My little demons.
Demon spawns.
My demon spawns.
You know. And then in the beginning, the kid saying that he was like that you think he's a vampire.
Yeah.
You know.
They were for sure giving us red herrings.
You know, for sure. And the way he combed his hair, like two horns.
Oh, no, I mean, but that was Quicksilver.
Yeah, that's true.
But you're right. But people were... Like, being like, oh, like, they were, how do you say? Thinking too much.
Yeah, looking for all the mm-hmm, clues.
Right. And, so, like, throughout this thing, I saw when they were at, like, talking to each other in the town square. In the background of the theater, you saw, there was two signs for movies. The Incredibles, which is, like, an Easter egg to them because they're a family of superheroes. That's an Easter egg. And then Parent Trap, which is basically what Wanda's doing to Vision. So,
exactly.
Like, he's literally a parent and he's trapped.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, that's what I'm saying. WandaVision is so full of details.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to give prop to the creator and the writer. I mean, it's amazing. They did a great job, you know, on this.
Yeah, I think, like, Marvel found the perfect home with Disney because, like, Disney is, like, also, like, very, like, pertinent, like, very, like, focused on details also. If you see, like, in their Pixar movies, their, like, Disney movies, you know?
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. And then, so this commercial was Yo Magic. It was about a yogurt. So a little kid was stuck, like, in a desert. And then the shark had, like, oh, you need yo magic. And it was like a yogurt. Mm-hmm. And he gave it to the kid. Open. But he just, yep.
He couldn't
he just
open couldn't the open. Yogurt.
And he died.
He was starving.
And he died. Just not, never opening it. But I
that
think.
That was dark.
Yeah. But now that it, like I had a week to think, I think this is like, this could be a hint to somebody coming. Mm. And maybe I'm thinking too much. Maybe
Sharknado?
I'm
not.
Maybe. But I think it could be Nightmare, which she, so this character, he's like, he lives in your dreams, but he makes your dreams into nightmares.
Oh, okay, got you.
Yeah.
Like Freddy Krueger?
Yeah. He lives in your dreams, you know?
Freddy Krueger.
Yeah. And, yeah, I know there's, like, a difference, like, to Nightmare and Mephisto.
I'm sure.
No, and Mephisto. I think there's, like, a difference. Okay. Can you quickly search up, like, what Mephisto, like, his origins while I keep monologuing?
What I read about Mephisto is basically he is the Satan devil, you know, like he has been known by that name, but mm-hmm. he's not really like, you know, a deity like that, you know, like it says notable alias, Mephistopheles, Satan, Lucifer, Beelzebub, the devil, you know, he has many different names, mm-hmm. you know, but basically, his origins, you know, it doesn't say too much over here. Abilities, superhuman physical attributes, intelligence, immortality, magical powers.
Yeah, I think
species
he just...
demon.
Yeah, I think he just might be just, like, a demon guy who, like, uses powers, like, magic powers. I think it's that.
Yeah, but he reigns in hell. Basically, mm-hmm. he has... His dominion is hell. Mm-hmm. You know, that realm of hell, of that hellish thing. So, basically, that's how they got... They basically confuse him, or they call him the devil, basically. Mm-hmm. But, you know, his preferred name, you could say, is Mephisto.
Yeah.
That's his... say like, over here, it says the tempter. You know, the... Like, you know, basically, you know, he's the one of... I read before, Mephisto also, I think, created one of the ghost riders. Mm-hmm. Gave the powers to one of the ghost riders.
Yeah.
You know? So he's basically like Satan, you know, like the devil.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I guess you're right. So, like, it's just two different, like, this one is basically, like, an evil
spawn.
He's
very powerful.
Yeah.
He's very, very powerful. He's immortal, you know. Mm-hmm. His magical powers and everything. It's like, it's crazy.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, so we'll see if it's a call to Nightmare or Mephisto. Who knows? So, yeah, this is like the only commercial that I didn't like really get like who it's referring to.
Me neither.
To. Yeah.
I was so lost on this commercial.
Yeah, maybe.
I just know it's dark.
Yeah, maybe in, like throughout the episodes we'll find out something. Who knows? And so later on, we see, like, Vision, like, going all the way to, like, the edge of the Hex. So at this point, he sees, like the lights are out. People are, like, frozen. And some people are even just, like, are on a loop.
On a loop, yeah.
And then, so, like, yeah, it makes sense because, like, Wanda only uses, like, whoever she needs. Like at that
particular moment.
Yeah, quote unquote episode. So if she needs like a whole bunch of kids, she's gonna put a whole bunch of kids like in the town square. Everybody else is, what they said, either sleeping or in a loop or frozen.
Yeah, because I remember the fight when she was having a fight with Vision on episode 5. Mm-hmm. That she actually said, "What do you think, that I control every single person on Westview?"
Yeah.
"That, do I think you have, I have like that kind of power?" Like, yeah, she can control every person. She was right.
Yeah.
She doesn't. She only controls as she needs, and she just puts people in like in a stasis, you know, just waiting. In like a frozen until they need it.
Yeah, and you so can.
It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And I feel bad for those people, though.
For sure. Like, you see, like, one of them, like, tearing.
Yeah.
Because they're trapped, and they.
And they can feel everything. They can. They still have their memories. They still have their. They're fighting inside.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
You know, because that's what the kid said. You know, well, that she. You know, we'll talk about it in the next episode. Yeah.
And then Vision finds Agnes in this, and we see that she was also like frozen.
Mm-hmm.
And then Vision was asking like what happened, and she said that she got like lost. She got lost and she just got frozen there. And then when Vision brought her back, like with that little fizz thingy, brought her back to herself, her own old self. Agnes tells her, like, you have to save us. You're an Avenger, right? And Vision has, like, no clue, like, who's an Avenger? What's an Avenger?
What's an Avenger?
Because
he's like, what's an Avenger?
Because he only knows, like, what was given to her by Wanda, like, in the Hex.
Yes.
That's all he knows, like, nothing outside. And then Agnes tells him that he's dead. Just straight out, like, you're dead. And she keeps saying,
dead.
And then she's like crying, laughing.
Like, and then a witch.
Yeah.
And she was dressed like a witch.
Yeah.
That was her costume.
For sure.
Her Halloween costume.
And then Vision put her back, like, to like the, you know, to the
abnormal normal.
Yeah. And then, so later, that Quicksilver was like still asking like questions about what's going on and stuff. And later, the kids go to Wanda and said that like Vision, their dad needs help, like he's calling for help or something. And at this point, we see that Vision is trying to like escape out of the Hex. To exactly. Try to save the people from the town. And then we see like Sword just watching, like not even helping Vision like get out or anything.
Yeah, but they were tracking him.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, since, remember the director had a plan. You know, he was already tracking the Animantium. You know,
the dead vibranium.
The vibranium. He was tracking it, you know. So to know where Vision was at all times within the Hex,
mm-hmm.
You know, so they saw that he was approaching the barrier. That's why everybody went to see what was happening, where if he was trying to escape.
Yeah,
but that's where we see where the powers of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one kid got the power of super speed like his uncle.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one got his mother's powers. He could see visions. He could see. He has powers.
Yeah, you know, he can read like mind and stuff.
You know, he can read minds and you know everything. So he was able to tell Wanda, you know, Dad needs help. You know.
Mm-hmm. And then
it's kind of cool.
And then Quicksilver. Well, the one that
messed
was
up.
Evan Peters Quicksilver is like...
He messed up.
Yeah. He's like, what? He can't die twice. And then she just went, boom.
It's not like your dead husband can die twice, die again. She got so mad.
She just threw him like across the... Like, oof, just threw him up, threw him away.
Yeah.
And then she freezes everybody and then makes the whole Hex bigger, even bigger. And stronger. Yeah, and at this point, Darcy is like cuffed to a car, because the sword was like stopping her. So they
left her right there.
They're mean. So they left her in there, and she gets sucked in the Hex, and then all the soldiers that couldn't run fast enough got sucked, and they all turned into clowns.
And the base got turned into a circus.
Yep.
You know, the helicopter turned into a balloon. You know,
and a hot air balloon, yeah.
Hot air balloon.
Oh man. So
the car lots, you know, they became old car lots, you know.
Yeah.
Dealerships, old dealerships, you know, even the prices, they change.
Yeah.
That was so funny. You know, they were like 40,000 and then all of a sudden they're like 10,000.
Yeah.
That was funny.
And at this point, like, I'm thinking like Agnes has to be like Agatha Harkness. Because from the beginning, like, I've been telling Peter, like, this has to be, like, Agatha Harkness from the comic books. Because, she's, like, very... She was suspicious from the beginning. Like,
yeah, you did
she was
say
asking, that she was suspicious. Acting very weird. And then... And Quicksilver, I was thinking, like, he could be, like, Mephisto or somebody, like... Because he was also acting very, like, weird. And, like... Wanda was also like she didn't know like how he got here and stuff, you know.
She was testing him,
yeah,
asking him questions to see if he or what was going on, and he even said, "You testing me, aren't you?"
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And now back to our show. This is the Kingpin of Pop Culture Podcast.
And then. Well, now we can get to the episode 7, which is finally... This is the first time we're talking about this, so...
Yes.
So this is, like, this episode is more, like, 2010 vibes, which with, it was Modern Family, like, vibe throughout the episode, and then the intro of it was more The Office.
The Office, exactly.
Yeah, it was great. Like, yeah, Wanda just, like, fully, like, just, like, go away. Like, she was not having nothing. Like, she didn't want nothing to do with anybody.
Yeah, exactly. And we see a lot of the, like, the Modern Family.
Yeah.
That they sit in a couch and start talking.
Yeah, like, what do they call it? Like, it's not a director's cut. It's like,
it's like an interview or something.
Yeah. Yeah, we call it an interview. Yeah, like, she's, like, explaining, like, it's just a Monday, you know. When she's having cereal, we see like
keeps changing.
Yeah, the milk was like changing into like different decades.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of the milk carton said like a kid was missing. There's like a missing kid on it. So, but it didn't have like a name, so I'm not sure like who or what it could be.
No, because it just represents like in the 80s and they used to put the pictures of missing kids on milk boxes.
Yeah.
But later on they know that that was not a good idea. So, I mean, it was depressing. So, what they know, I remember I passed through that decade.
Yeah.
They actually removed it, so basically that was it's going back in time to the they show the carton turn into glass like it was in the 70s and 60s that the milkman would come to the house and put it in the on the front.
Yeah, and it just kept changing.
I thought it was gonna turn Billy into a cow later. Billy, yeah,
it was Billy. You know what I noticed in the I don't know if this is maybe like I'm overthinking this, but when in the intro, the end of the intro, when it says like WandaVision, and it's like a calendar, the 10th is like circled like as a heart, but like it didn't say a month or anything, so I don't know what that could be. So if anybody knows, like, let me know, cause I don't know.
Yeah, and everything started with Wanda instead of WandaVision.
Yeah, and then until like the end.
Just that little entry of vision.
So then, like, the kids are asking, like, so who was that man? Like, they're asking, like, about Quicksilver. Like, who was that guy? And then she's like, he's not your uncle. Like, she just said straight up, like, he's not your uncle. And then, like, it pans to... Well, Wanda, like, opens the door. Because she knew, like, Agnes was coming. Like, that's her cue. To Agnes to come, and then Agnes like runs in, and she's like, "I can take care of the kids. Like, you're having a bad day." like I can take care of the kids for you. And then the kids are like a little scared, but and then Agnes is like, don't worry, I won't bite. I don't bite kids. And then yeah, and then it pans back to her like in the interview form. I said, actually, I did bite a kid once.
Man. That was so funny.
Yeah, foreshadowing.
Yes.
And then in this episode, it's confirmed that Sword was like gonna use Vision as a weapon, like a full blown like weapon, like. And even, like, it was in his wishes to not be used as a weapon.
And they needed Wanda to bring him back because they couldn't figure it out how to do it.
Yeah, and he, like, she did.
Well, it had to be somebody involved with the military, so.
I felt, because he's an engineer. He's more of an engineer. But I thought maybe, like, they actually planned on somebody appearing. That's what I feel. They planned on someone appearing on that part of the episode, but they scrapped it. That's what I think.
Well, maybe in the future something's gonna happen.
Maybe. But that turns out the engineer was just like a soldier from Sword.
Yeah, that's, and the vehicle was a space module. You know, that you send to different, you know, to another planet for exploration. So basically they took that vehicle and they just padded it with the materials that she wanted it.
Yeah.
So it wasn't that difficult to do, basically.
But I was still waiting for Mr. Fantastic. I was like, when I saw the girl, I was like, oh, who could it be? Who could it be? So later on it pans to the circus. I caught one of the girls from the circus. She was wearing like this getup that looks like Phoenix from the X-Men.
Yes, I saw it.
Yeah, like she had like a whole like bandana, like a fire, looks like fire, like riding a unicycle. So that was an Easter egg.
So many Easter eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Vision, you know, recovered, and then he saw this girl, you know.
Darcy.
You know, Darcy, you know, that she was chained up, you know, but she was actually part of the
circus.
She had no memory. She thought in her mind, she's an escape artist, you know, so, and, you know, Vision had to clear, you know, make her, you know, open up her mind so she could remember, and they stole the truck.
It's funny because, like, she can, like, have the answer to, like, for Vision to escape, literally, or for everybody to escape. Oh, that's what I was like. I was trying to think of like when Wanda was talking to the camera, there was somebody in the back saying, "Don't you think this is what you deserve?" Then we get a commercial of Nexus. Did you remember any? It was funny, like some of the. So this was basically a commercial to a pill for depression, basically.
Yes.
And then it says like side effects may include more depression.
And I also say, you know, remembering the things you forgot.
Yeah.
You know, like good things and then the more depression.
More depression.
And then the end, it was like, because the world does not evolve around you. Or does it?
Or does it? Yeah. And then So Nexus is like an Easter egg to, well, it's a type of portal. It's like the main portal that takes you, that can take you to different, like,
That's what the, you know, what everybody, all the villains have been using, you know, to come to Earth.
And this could be like the beginning of like
something big.
Because I actually said in earlier episode that I think the big guest that they're gonna bring, because they were interviewing Paul Bettany, which is the guy that plays Vision, and they said like, what were you excited for in this show? And then he said like, I finally got to work with someone I never like got to work with on screen before, and people just were going crazy and
just trying to figure out
like who it is.
Who could it be?
And people were thinking like a whole bunch of things, like could have been anybody, like the guy that could potentially play Mr. Fantastic, but I thought, and some other people think, it's like Doctor Strange, Benedict Cumberbatch. Wanda is going to be in the sequel to Doctor Strange, and it is pertaining to, it's called a Multiverse of Madness. So that's why they could make, that's why they put this Easter egg Nexus.
Yeah, and this could be a lead into this. WandaVision could be a lead into the, into that movie.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, I think it will be.
Because now we have Agatha.
So Rambo was trying to go inside with the vehicle. The vehicle wasn't working.
At all.
And she's like, yo, I'm going to just go through. And she went through, like, by herself, like, just her. And then we saw her, like, changing. And then she finally formed her powers. Yeah, her eyes turned blue.
She adapted to...
Yeah. And she can see, because remember when she was like looking at the towers?
Electromagnetic energy.
Yeah, so she can see the electromagnetic spectrum. So I researched her powers. Basically, she can do that. She can like absorb radio waves, gamma rays, X-rays, ultraviolet radiation. She can like suck, like absorb all of that and then use it like as a blast. Blasts.
Yeah, she can basically match any energy and make it, you know, her own, you know, like any energy signature, she can just twist and make it her own.
Yeah.
Match it.
Well, in the comic books, like she can go through walls, she can like go through anything, and she can also like be invisible, which is like her other powers. But I think they'll probably like lower her powers maybe. Because I think we're getting too many overpowered people.
Exactly. They're way too many. But, you know, over here, she can absorb the, like, kinetic energy.
Yeah.
You know? Because when she was thrown down by Wanda, she has absorbed the shock.
Yeah.
The energy.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's why I was reading that, you know, that's part of her power, that any type of energy she can absorb. So even kinetic energy, you know, when it comes from physics, she can absorb it. So basically punching and stuff like that, and she can absorb the force, the energy from it, which is incredible. It's a great power. And I was reading a little bit about the comics. Like you said, like she can fly. She can do, you know. She has a lot of different... But like you said, hopefully they don't make her too OP, too overpowered. And then we lose that humanity, you know, that we like about her, you know. That she's so strong as a mortal, as a non-hero. She's strong. We admire her for what she is.
Yeah, I have hopes for this character because she's actually like... her background is getting like some like development. So...
Yes.
Hopefully we see more of, like, her character, her background. Honestly, I think, like, her acting needs work, to be honest.
I find it to be, okay, I find it to be decent.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not, like, up to par with the others, with Wanda, you know, with the other actors and everything. But it is pretty good. It's pretty good. I'm not gonna say that, you know, it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, it's okay, but it does need some work.
It's also the role that she's playing. You know, it's a little I think it's a little difficult for her, but it feels good. You know, she's, to me, she's the right person for it.
Yeah,
but like you say, you know, the acting thing, you know, okay, needs a little bit of work, not much, just a little touch.
But anyways, then, so it pans back to the Hex. So Darcy explains to Vision, like, what happened to his body. Like, did Wanda kill me? She's like, yeah. And he's like...
But you were brought back.
Yeah. And then she's like, well, it's more complicated than that. And she, like, explained, you know, basically...
To save the universe.
To save the universe. She had to kill him, but... he got brought back by Thanos, and then he killed him again.
That was, look, you saw his face, like,
yeah.
Again? Died again. But that was it. That was the last time he got killed.
So later we see Rambo like finally go to Wanda's house. Mm-hmm. And then Wanda's like, what are you doing here? And then she like tries to push her like Rambo away.
And he was
working. Like what you said, like she like absorbed it. She like landed on the floor and just like, yo, let's do this. But you know, of course, like she hasn't like have she doesn't have like her full potential yet of her powers.
Well, she doesn't know it yet.
Yeah.
She just got it and she's just learning what she has. This is the first like 10 minutes of her having powers.
Yeah, not even so like 5 minutes.
Exactly. So she doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah.
So but she was getting through to Wanda.
Mm-hmm.
She was actually getting through to her.
And then comes Agnes. Agnes. And then she's like, what are you doing here? Like, you should leave. And then, like, I was seeing memes of when Wanda... So Wanda's like... So Agnes is, like, pushing, grabbing her and taking her away. And then Wanda's, like pointing, like, all upset. And then they made the meme. Remember that cat meme with the evil cat meme and then the two girls crying?
Oh, yes, yes.
They were, like, referring to that. Like, it's funny. So,
yeah,
like,
that's funny.
We saw, like, yeah, so Agnes was taking Wanda away. Because she knew, like, if Rambo was to, like, try to get her to change her ways, mm-hmm. it'd be over for Agnes, for sure.
And that was an interesting turn.
Mm-hmm.
Because if Agnes was part of Westview, wouldn't she want Wanda to stop?
Yeah, for sure.
So it would be, like, a good thing for Monica to convince her.
Yeah, it was weird.
But she just came out like, no. You know, it's like, you're not doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Which was out of character of the, mm-hmm. you know, in the beginning of her out of character, you know. Almost to her reveal.
Yeah. So then Agnes takes Wanda to Agnes's house. Wanda's like, where's the kids? Because she sees like the...
Peanut butter sandwich.
Yeah, like not finished yet. And then she's like, oh, they're playing in the basement. And then like Wanda like slowly goes like to the basement. And then at first we see like it's a creepy basement. And then we see like a book, some type of book. We see like being revealed.
You see, when that happened, I thought it was Mephisto because I saw the skull, the horn thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for a second there, I thought it was Mephisto because you know, then the book, and then when it was the book, then I was like, wait a minute, that he doesn't use books. You know, that's kind of different.
No, people were referring it to like remember the Doctor Strange movie?
Mm-hmm.
Like they have like magic books.
Yes.
So it could be like a magic book. So it could be that.
Yeah, Doctor Strange has thousands and thousands of books.
Yeah. Yeah, and then she reveals that Agnes comes out and she's like, do you really think you're the only witch here? It's revealed that she was the witch. Behind she was a witch everything. All along. It's revealed, what was her theme song? What was it?
Agatha All Along.
Yeah, it was Agatha All Along.
Yeah, that was
and then we theme. Saw like
like the monsters theme.
Yeah,
and the Addams Family.
And we saw like every like red herring that we had, like what was up with the neighbor with the afro, like when he was trimming the hedges, what was up with him? It was her like playing, like she was like controlling him. And then what was up with Quicksilver? It was her all along, like controlling him. And then I'm missing something before.
She was at the stop when Vision approached her.
Yeah, she was faking it.
She was faking the whole, you know, like
she was making like silly faces.
Yeah.
And then
also when she was the one who said, you know, don't you think you deserve all this? You know,
yeah,
she was the one behind the camera.
The director, yeah.
She was the director.
She was yeah. And then in the end, and I killed Sparky too. And then, oh my God.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I was seeing a meme of that. Who aren't experts of like any movies or Marvel. Like I do this to like help people explain people like what everything means, like in like movie wise, TV show wise, everything wise, you know?
Exactly.
Cause actually I got one of their questions. They're like, where's all the superheroes? Like throughout all this, like where's everybody? And
you still think? Yeah, I thought about that too.
Cause
that's a good question.
Cause it's simple to answer. Like, well, Doctor Strange we'll see him later. That's one.
Okay.
Then we have Captain America's an old guy. Iron Man's dead. Black Widow's dead. Hawkeye, he can't help. What is he gonna do? Throw arrows at the hex?
Yeah, but just okay, that's true.
And then who else? Black Panther, he's having problems at Wakanda probably in this like world.
And what can he do?
Yeah, what can he do?
I mean, this is it has to be somebody magic. Powerful, yeah. And magical.
Yeah.
Only Doctor Strange could do something.
Guardians of the Galaxy, they do stuff in space. They're not going to deal with earthly stuff. Captain Marvel has
the power for this.
Captain Marvel also is in space, you know.
Doing her own thing.
Yeah. The Hulk. You can't really smash anything.
Magic.
Yeah. You can't smash magic.
So yeah, you're right. Now I'm starting to think about it. It's true. There's not really nobody magical, you know, like that can actually do something. Only Doctor Strange.
Yeah, and for sure, we're gonna see him later. I know we're.
There's a lot of villains that could do something, but a lot of villains.
Yeah.
But you know, like superheroes, no, not many.
I just hate that they kill the villains. I just hate that. That's my only pet peeve of like Marvel.
Yeah, but you know they need to be defeated. They can't come back.
In prison for life.
How are you gonna put Thanos in prison?
There's different prisons that they put these these people in, and if they escape, they escape. You
know? No, Thanos needed to be destroyed.
Well, Thanos, yeah. I'll give them Thanos. Like you can kill Thanos, but everybody else, like. Did you really have to kill Red Skull? You didn't have to kill her. Did you really have to kill Ultron? No.
Red Skull was not killed. Remember, he's guardian of guarding the Spirit Stone.
Yeah, but he's not. I don't think he's gonna come back really.
Yeah, well, he's still stuck over there. He's in prison over there.
He's death.
That's his
basically.
Punishment.
He's honestly, I think he's the death of the MCU.
Yeah. Yeah, because once. He finished guarding the Spirit Stone. There's nothing left.
Yeah. Oh, right. Oh, yes. That's what they explained in the MCU. Like, when the Soul Stone is gone, he's free.
Yeah.
So, yes, you're right.
Yeah.
So he's one of my favorite villains, so.
Yeah, he's not dead. He's out there
somehow.
He's back,
yeah.
I didn't like Loki dying.
For sure. You know, I thought he was going to be alive. Because, you know, he always escapes death, so.
He's going to be hurt. You know, I think he was going to be hurt, like really badly hurt, but not death, you know.
The first 5 minutes.
That hurts. That really hurts. Because you learn to love him, though. You learn to like him.
Yeah.
You know, but you start understanding where he came from.
Because he's an anti-hero. He was more of an anti-hero.
And he, you know, he went through a lot. I mean, like, with his father and everything, he went through a lot. So he has daddy issues, you know, like we all do. Like our whole crew does.
Yeah, but we forgot to. Did you watch? You watched the mid credit scene, right?
Yes, when
so the
Monica goes to the like to look in the basement, and Quicksilver like goes right behind her.
Yeah, and it just ends like that.
But I think it would be a good point now if you want to talk a little bit about Agatha. Harkness, you know, who is she? So your audience can know, you know, like a little bit about her.
Yeah.
So
she's pretty much like a witch, but I think in this like universe, in the MCU, she's gonna be like a low powered witch, and I think that she's working for somebody bigger. She's not like the main villain, I think. Because I know in the comic books, like she was like, she was training Scarlet Witch, if I'm not mistaken. Gonna have to go back.
She trained Scarlet Witch. She's basically almost eternal. I mean, she's been around since Stonehenge, and she's extremely old.
Yeah.
You know, she basically got killed during the Salem witch hunts in the United States, but then she was brought back to life.
Yeah, you
know, she's super powerful too. I mean, in the comics.
In the comics, yeah, I think
she's super powerful.
I think they're gonna power her down like a lot because she's obviously she's not gonna be as powerful as Wanda for sure. Like what I said, she's gonna be like working for somebody. And then obviously she didn't train Wanda with her powers. Maybe she did prior to the Hex, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, she's super old.
Yeah.
Basically. And if we really break down the episode 7, when she's introduced as Agatha Harkness, we see that she comes in while already everything is happening. It's not that she created the whole thing. The Hex is Wanda's.
Yeah.
Wanda created the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Agatha comes in to manipulate, to do something, but the true power of the Hex is Wanda. She created everything.
Yeah.
She made the Hex. So, you know, we have to see now in the future episodes to see what's going to happen.
But, yeah, like I said, for sure, like, she's working for somebody not as powerful as she was in the comics. But she is, like, a mentor of some sort. Like, she's wise in, like, the mystic arts.
Yeah, but it's in this version of her, she seems to be more young acting.
I think she probably like de-aged herself, probably.
Yeah, most likely. I mean, she has the power to do that. I mean, that's through witchcraft. I'm sure she can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But she does, and according to what I researched on her, her main weakness is fighting. Her fighting skills is her weakness. She has no fighting skills.
Mm-hmm.
And because of her age, I think regardless if you de-age her or anything, because of her age, she's very weak physically.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why she has to like really be careful not to engage fights.
Yeah.
You know, that's how, you know, from the little research that I did on her, you know, and she got resurrected. She got, you know, she has, you know, quite a lot of powers.
Yeah.
You know. But like you said, most likely they're not going to overpower her.
Yeah, I think that's going to be like where Doctor Strange comes in and like traps her or does something to her. And then that's when we reveal like she's working for somebody else. And then that will later on like take us towards the sequel of Doctor Strange.
Yeah, there's one thing that I want to go back to in the episode 7 that I'm going to go watch it again, in other words, because I was reading some on the chat rooms and somebody mentioned, and which I missed, and I want to see if it's true, that the bunny was purring like a cat. Because Agatha Harkness has a cat, a pet cat, you know, and you see when she goes down to the basement, she's petting the rabbit like she was petting a cat, you know. So
yeah, she had that rabbit like the whole show, the whole.
Exactly. It's, in other words, it's not a rabbit. It's a cat. It's a familiar, you know, that basically can turn into any other animal, but it's basically a cat.
Yeah.
Because they said that it was purring.
Okay.
And I missed that. I wanna check it out.
I missed that too. Hey, but you're right. It could be that. Probably it is.
Yeah, it's a lot of details, which are great. You know.
Yeah, if you're like a fan of Marvel, like, or like finding Easter eggs, this is like the best.
Heaven.
Yeah.
This is the mecca of Easter eggs.
Yeah. The only bad thing is it's only 30 minutes an episode.
I know, you have to wait a whole week for the next one.
It's official, the last two or three I think too. It's gonna be an hour long.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Is it gonna be season finale or?
I think it's 3 episodes left, but I think the final 2 are like an hour long.
Okay. Do you know if we're gonna get a WandaVision season 2 or is gonna or just this is gonna end and go into?
That I'm not
actually
sure.
Shouldn't. Actually, it shouldn't, because how can you keep the hex on?
Yeah, that I'm not sure, honestly. Like, they haven't really confirmed anything, so I don't know. Because they could turn that into, like if they do bring back Vision, like, that could solve, like, they just work together.
Yeah, true.
And then the kids also, we see them developing or something. I don't know.
Yeah. And we have to see where the kids are.
Yeah. But my theory is that they don't kill them, but they do something to them. That's when Wanda like finally breaks, like her big like this. That was like her breaking point. They'll come back, but like later on, you know, like because they are like vital to the MCU. But yeah, I think like they'll be gone, and then she'll like get mad or something, and then you know later on they'll bring them back. But
bring them back, yeah.
I think that's gonna good. That'll be her breaking cool. point. That'll be like the end of the season.
Nice.
But that's my big theory that could happen.
Yeah, I agree definitely.
Any other comments before we end?
No, this is it's about it. You know, and if anybody is not watching WandaVision, go watch it. That even if you've seen this show, the podcast, and you heard everything, and if you watch it, it's going to be like brand new to you.
Yeah.
You're going to enjoy it just like if you didn't know the details that we have said about.
Mm-hmm.
You will enjoy it. You will love it.
And if anybody has like questions, any like questions at all, like where like you can like let us know, like I have Instagram and Twitter, the Kingpin of PC, no space. You can like ask us there, or you can ask us like yeah, just ask us there, and we'll answer them in the show for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's it for today's episode. Thank you guys for listening. Big news, we're finally on Pandora. So that's huge news. We're also on iHeartRadio, which I forgot to announce a couple weeks ago. We're now on iHeartRadio, and I'm working for it to be on Amazon Music. So we're growing.
Definitely.
And just keep on listening, supporting us, and thank you guys for listening. And we'll catch you guys in the next one. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. Until next time.
This has been the Kingpin of Pop Culture Podcast. Thank you guys for listening. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at the Kingpin of PC, where we give you the latest news in the entertainment industry.
That's why I'm the Kingpin.
Bye, buddy. Bye, buddy.